Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun, daily blog posts, available at chosunhouse.com. Today, of bribes, nukes, and ransoms. How many times would someone have to trick you before you'd stop trusting that person? How many times would you allow that person to threaten you and force you into compromise and demand bribes before you'd walk on down the road and find another friend? Well, consider the strange tale of North Korea versus the world. 1985, North Korea signs the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Read my lips, says Kim's. No messing with nuclear weapons. He promptly ignores his own signature and begins his nuclear program. 1991, promise by Kim to South Korea. I'll not seek or make nuclear weapons. In fact, you can send inspectors in to check me out. But the weapons machine roll on, and inspectors are rolled out. 1992, promise by Kim to the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA. If those Americans will just stop their military exercises in our backyard, you can come in and look. Well, guess who keeps their end of the bargain, and who doesn't? 1992, Kim promises the U.S., you take your tactical nuclear weapons away and we'll stop dabbling in the nuclear. U.S. agrees, Korea reneges. October 21, 1994, to gain regional stability, that is, to bribe Kim Jong-il into not starting a nuclear war, the United States flat out gives two entire nuclear reactors, the good kind, to Kim's land. Ballpark assessment of the cost, multi-billions of dollars. And you know where the U.S. government gets its money. Well, it doesn't seem to work. And while the work is being done as we promised, Kim is in the nuclear weapons kitchen stirring up trouble, and inspectors are denied access. 1995 to 1999, a famine-paralyzed but still hard-hearted pharaoh-like Kim Jong-il demands that the U.S. give it food. Merciful Americans can't resist. The spin in North Korea government circles, you see how the United States repentantly pays us for the grief it has caused. More than that, many of the neediest Koreans never see the relief. Only those who support the regime, and especially the military, prosper during that time, if staying barely alive through one of the worst famines of history can be called prospering. 1998, Kim says to Bush, hey, we're keeping our nose clean. We haven't sold missiles to your enemies lately. You should pay us for the lack of revenue that's created. Sure enough, the good old U.S. of A. dishes out the dollars. 1998, Kim does the unthinkable. He launches a multi-stage missile over Japan. Harsh rhetoric follows from world leaders, including the Americans. But soon the yearly shipment of 500,000 tons of fuel oil is sent as scheduled and as promised in the 1994 Geneva settlement. What a strange nation, this America, that props up its enemies so they can hit him again. And what a strange nation, this North Korea, that can make such outrageous demands of a nation that could demolish it in a few days. Some argue that our monthly gifts are nothing but a ransom. 1999, Kim says, okay, you can inspect our facilities. Just give us a $300 million inspection fee. Done. Where does your hard-earned tax dollar go? For one place, into the nuclear pockets of Kim Jong-il. So we are involved in this thing after all. So it is hard to ask people like you to dig deeper and voluntarily, but I ask anyway. There are some truly empty pockets in North Korea, many of them belonging to our brothers and sisters in Christ. Let's find a way to fill those also. Today's facts I derive from Juche by Thomas Belke, and thanks for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for all you need to pray about this hermit kingdom and land of morning calm.